Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phone's on hold for a couple minutes here. We're joined by, in my opinion, the greatest quarterback to ever set foot on a football field. Super Bowl MVP, multiple ring winner, Hall of Famer, Joe Montana. And he joins us now on the Attack. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Great to have you, Bob Black, along with Mr. Joe Spano. And we're here to talk to you about the Super Bowl and M&M's peanuts specifically. Let's start with the M&M's, a breakfast for everybody.
I know it. Yeah, we were, Yellow and I, M&M's spokes candy, are teaming up to do the color commentary kind of in a unique way on Twitter. So you can follow us on Twitter at MMS Yellow. We'll be doing breaking the game down. We'll have some pictures of plays, maybe a little video of plays, but done in a little bit of a unique way. So we're looking forward to it. We're going to add a little fun to the game for the viewers and people who want to check us out on Twitter. They can also find us on Facebook, Vine, and Instagram.
Do you have any backup plan in case you devour your co-host in the somewhere in the middle of the football game?
Well, they put bars between Yellow and myself, so in case I get hungry.
I'm keen to hear the unique insight of Yellow. That should be a lot of fun.
Well, Green stepping in.
Yeah, there you go. Green stepping in after Yellow gets devoured by Joe. Thank God they have multiple colors in every bag. That's always a backup plan. Getting into the game, Joe. You know, and there's been a lot made of what I think is actually a small and very insignificant experience edge for the Denver Broncos. Seattle's never had anybody who's on their team, on their active roster, that's played in the Super Bowl. Denver's had a grand total of four people. One of those people, of course, is the quarterback, while Seattle's quarterback hasn't had any Super Bowl experience. How big of an advantage do you think that the experience factor will play in this matchup?
I think really where the experience comes in more so is during the week leading up to the game, knowing what's going on, because it's a pretty crazy week and gets even worse when the family hits town, because then you get all the, I need tickets to this party, can you get me in here? And that's the part where I think anyone who's been there understands what's going to happen. Otherwise, I think you get caught off guard, wow, we got a little fire truck coming, so, but, oh, he's going to pull right in front of us. No, yep. Sorry. He's stopping it. Sorry. Oh, sorry. One behind us, one in front of us. Oh, my God.
What did you do?
I mean, we were sitting still on the street.
Welcome to New York. Let's hold the Super Bowl here all the time. Great idea.
Oh my gosh! Oh yeah. Anyway, I think that's where once the game starts, you know, I think everybody will be fine. You know, you settle back in, you get hit, you know, get that first lick under your belt, and then everything turns into a game.
You know, Joe Payton's been here before. You've heard all the stuff about, you know, winning defines the legacy, losing lessens it. Do you buy into that at all?
No, I don't. I mean, look what he's already won a Super Bowl in the career that he's having. There's nothing that I don't think that can hurt him, especially, well, I mean, who's had a better year than he's had this year? No one in the NFL in history. So I don't think there's anything that can harm that by losing this game.
Well, you know, and you look at this game itself, and you look at the styles making the fights and how intriguing the matchups are. You know, that array of Denver Broncos receivers versus that array of really quality defensive backs for Seattle. The matchup between the Seattle receivers and the athletic Denver secondary. The battle is at the line of scrimmage. I look at this and I find some really, really intriguing matchups. When you look at this game, you know, what do you think are a couple of the real key matchups, and which side do you see winning some of those key matchups?
Well, I think really the biggest matchup, obviously Peyton against the secondary of Seattle, but, you know, is up front, and can you get pressure on Peyton? And I think that's going to be a key, you know, to having him just not sit there and be able to be as accurate as he is to give your defensive backs a chance. Because, you know, it's hard to have these guys run around for, set, you know, 3-4 seconds and have Peyton stand in that pocket. So you got to get him moving. And the other is, can you stop Marshawn Lynch on the other side? You know, because they're going to give you a good dose of that and not put a lot of pressure on their young quarterback unless they have to. You know, Marshawn obviously having a great year. And so that's kind of where I see it on both sides of the ball.
Joe, before we let you go, we believe in getting our guests out on time. A prediction, if you can give us one real quick.
Well, I'd like to see Seattle win for their first one. I've been friends with Marshawn for a long time. My wife and he are actually doing a thing for charity on this Beast Mode key that they're working on to help kids in the Bay Area. So love to see him win, but I think Peyton's going to win and they're going to be a close game, but by 3 points.
Well, we appreciate the couple minutes. You, Eminem Yellow, and go to Twitter Universe. We'll plug it again before the end of the show.
We
appreciate the couple minutes, Joe.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Be sure to give our best to Yellow.
And the fire department.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the great Joe Montana joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack.